In our reading through the Bible in a year, we find ourselves in Psalm 20 this morning. A good one. But David's in trouble. And so the psalm says, "The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble." Goes on to ask God to send help from the sanctuary. It goes on and says that famous verse, "Some trust in chariots and some in horses," right? "But we will remember the name of the Lord our God." That is very important, and it's the essence of what this psalm is saying. Remember the name doesn't just mean Jehovah. When we see the word name in Hebrew, it connotates a lot more than just a title. It refers to the very character of the one that you're speaking of or to. And I love that, because when we say, "We bless your name, Lord," we're saying we bless what you are, who you are, the essence of who you are. And yes, when we need help from the sanctuary, you can give it to us. Amen. A God that big with that kind of character can answer us in the day of trouble. So, in verse 5, it says, "We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions." And, of course, he absolutely can do that. No question about it. And what does it mean to rejoice? That's what we're going to do this morning. It means we're going to sing. And if you can't sing and you just creak, it's okay. That's part of the definition for the word rejoice in Hebrew, right? Amen. Shout for joy. Shout aloud. Make some noise for God's sake. Amen. And then it says, what are we going to rejoice in? We're going to rejoice in His salvation. And it's the word in Hebrew, Yeshua. Strange how those things tie together. It means help and deliverance. It means aid, victory, prosperity, and again, everything that's tied up in His word, the name of God. Amen. And then it says we're going to set up banners, and it's really interesting because I looked up every one of those words and it all goes back to the same thing. So it's like saying it twice. Okay? It means to make conspicuous. It means absolutely to make a show of, to boast about, to flaunt. And that's what we're going to do in our rejoicing this morning. We're going to make a show of God. We're going to make a show of everything He can do for you and I.
That's right.
Let's stand and let's say verse 5. Guess what, folks? From the King James. Amen to all you King James devotees who kind of cringe when I do the message most of the time. So, King James it is. "We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions."